It's gone 9 minutes after 2 o'clock. If you just tuned in, good afternoon and welcome to Lunch with Odile. We took a listen to Rachel Lamper and a track entitled All This Time. This afternoon, I'm privileged to have on the line Carolyn Cripps to tell us a bit more about the Phoenix Burn Project. Good afternoon, Carolyn, and welcome to Lunch.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, for interviewing me like this.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.
My short trip to London.
Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day just to chat to us, to enlighten us about the Phoenix Burn Project as well as ABC. Now, first and foremost, who is the Phoenix Burn Project and how long has it been around for?
Well, the Phoenix Burn Project was formally established in 2006. And this was in response to the devastating physical and social consequences of burn injuries on children in the Western Cape. It serves burn survivors. It helps to facilitate their physical and social rehabilitation and raising awareness of the challenges they face.
Now, what is the main purpose or focus of Phoenix?
The main focus is to assist these survivors beyond their hospital treatment. It helps families, particularly following the devastating shack fires in the informal settlements, and to rehabilitate children back into their society.
Now, Carolyn, do you know what the current stats in terms of young burn survivors are within our country?
Well, it's still unclear, as many hospitals don't have proper statistics.
Right.
All I can tell you is that the Red Cross treats approximately 1,400 patients, inpatients a year. That's actually within the burn unit itself. And over and above that, they treat about 2,000 outpatients every year.
Wow. So tell me about the various projects that operate within Phoenix.
Well, they very much try to help the mothers and fathers of the children initially. They provide care packs with toiletries and snacks for the mothers who have to spend days sometimes and nights at the hospital. They provide fire recovery kits for the families that have lost absolutely everything when their shack fires burnt down, and all their belongings are lost. This actually is in the form of a large plastic box on wheels, and it contains cutlery, crockery, tinned food, toiletries, sanitaryware, pots, pans, blankets, and all sorts of everyday articles that are so desperately needed when you lose everything.
Yes. Now tell us, Carolyn, who is ABC and how did Phoenix come in contact with ABC?
Well, ABC really, it was set up by my husband's company, Cripps and Partners, and it's actually dedicated to prevention of burn and school injuries, because of course it's 70% of all burns are hot water schools.
Yes.
To children, and to particularly to give education to families about domestic home burns, and also to help with rehabilitation of those children. And the aim of ABC really is, to bring both awareness and raise, concerns about how many devastating injuries there are throughout the world with burns.
So how does Phoenix and ABC work hand in hand?
Well, I actually met Professor Heinz Roeder, who's director of the Burns Unit at the Red Cross in London. And he introduced me to Phoenix. My son, actually, at the time, was working in a school in Soweto during his gap year. And we were over in South Africa, over from London. And we came down to Cape Town for a bit of a holiday, and made touch with Professor Roda, who invited us to the hospital, and we saw, my goodness, for ourselves, it was absolutely full to bursting, with every bed was full. And we thought, well, as we have this small fund back in London, that maybe we could give some sort of help and assistance. And we were introduced to Phoenix, and that this was way back. We've been to, you know, having a partnership, I suppose, for about 4 years.
Wow.
And they very kindly invited me to become their UK representative, which I'm absolutely delighted to be.
Wonderful. Now tell me a bit more about the ABC Challenge. What is that all about?
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, this is sort of a wild and woolly idea that happened, and we thought, you know, how can we, you know, raise money for this cause? And historically, my husband and I have embarked on a few charity bike rides and hikes, and we thought, well, it was, what a wonderful idea it would be maybe to do something in South Africa. So we came together with an organisation called Day Trippers, who provide bikes, so we don't have to cart them all the way from the UK. And we, this is our third year now, and we bike, first year we bike from the Tsitsikala National Park to Cape Town, and we hiked in the Cedarburg. And this year, the bikes and the hikes came together, and we both did from Knysna to Cape Town.
Wonderful.
A slightly shorter trip, but it was pretty challenging because of your recent rains and landslides.
Yes.
So that was just a little bit of an extra challenge for us.
Absolutely. Now, who are the beneficiaries of the ABC Challenge?
Well, the beneficiaries is Phoenix. The monies go to Phoenix for the, all their projects.
Wonderful.
And particularly, they've also got an education fund going to support two burn survivors who are without their parents. And we're helping them with their rehabilitation care and education. A little girl called Milani, who's six, and Michelle.
Wow.
So, and you know, we are absolutely thrilled to be able to do this for them.
Now, Carolyn, in your opinion, do you think enough is being done to ensure the public is adequately informed about the dangers of various ways a child can be burnt? Do you think enough is being done in that regard?
I don't think so. I don't think really any mother is fully aware of the dangers of burns, and I'm really talking for myself as well as a young mother when I so nearly scalded my middle boy. I've got three sons, and the middle one was on a bouncy chair, and I slipped and nearly deposited a gravy boat full of scalding hot gravy. And you know, there but go the grace of God for, you know, for us. But I was totally unaware of the consequences of that action. And it was only when we went to visit the burn centres that we saw the consequences.
Mm.
And I think every mother at the point of, you know, birth should really, you know, have some sort of information pack about this, because burns are devastating, and you know they don't heal like bones. You know that a bone mends, and you know you're patched up or whatever if you have, you know, scrapes and cuts and abrasions. A burn is for life. Scars are for life, and I think so much more can be done to educate not just the families in South Africa but globally about these issues. Definitely.
As we end off this afternoon, Carolyn, is there a website address that we, as the general public in the Mother City, could possibly go to view what Phoenix, the Phoenix Burn Project is all about, as well as ABC? Is there a website for that?
Yes, there is.
Right.
I'll give it to you now. It's burn survivor, so it's one S, B-U-R-N. Survivor, S U R V vivor.org.za.
Wonderful. As we end up this afternoon, what advice do you have for mothers and parents and aunts and uncles regarding the importance of ensuring that our children are kept safe from scalds or burns of any kind?
Well, I think the most, as I think I mentioned earlier, that the most most of all the burn injuries are scalds. Hot water burns like fire. And I think that is a statement that we should keep with us, you know, at every moment, and to keep hot articles way out of reach of young children, particularly kettles. They are a huge problem. Pull down injuries, keep them away, keep them, you know, at the back of surfaces, and make sure that your paraffin stoves, all your cooking utensils are barricaded away, really. And try not to keep young children near when you are cooking or whether you're making your tea, etc. And that has to be, you know, the main message. And the second message is cool the burn. You know, that does so much help, you know, against the terrible scarring. If you just cool the burn with cool water, and that has to be the best method to help reduce any injury.
Thank you very much, Carolyn Cripps, for joining us telephonically and telling us a bit more about the Phoenix Burn Project. Thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.
You
thank
have a
you.
Good afternoon further, and thank you so
and
much.
And to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye now. That was Mrs. Carolyn Cripps joining us telephonically to tell us a bit more about the Phoenix Burn Project as well as ABC. If you would like to find out more, www.burnsurvivor.org.za. It's gone 21 minutes after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon and welcome.